This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And welcome to What's on Your Mind, everyone. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have Manny answering your calls when you dial us up at 800-228-0550. That's a toll-free telephone number. Whether you agree, whether you disagree, whether you want to talk about what we're talking about or something completely different, your calls are always welcome here. It's called What's on Your Mind for a reason. What's on your mind? We want to know. Okay? You can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if you get your best stuff, your inspiration, when the moon's out or something. You can call 855-200-1776, extension 1. All right? 855-200-1776, extension 1. So again, nice and slow. The number is to call 258-0550. That's the local 701 number, 258-0550. Toll free anytime, 855-200-1776. Extension 1 leaves us a message. Or text Todd or I. Todd and me.
What? Excuse me. There you go.
Almost had the buzzer. Almost had the buzzer. The word police are here.
You get a half a buzz on that one because you caught yourself.
We're off the holiday weekend. Text to Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. There you go. You got it. I would like all the young people to listen, those that are actually have their heads off the pillow at this point in time, faces away from their smartphones. So, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, if you have youngsters amongst you right now, I have a little advice for them. So they might want to lean in a little to the radio. I was at Fort Snelling National Cemetery yesterday. Decided to spend my morning there on Memorial Day since we were already down in the Twin Cities area for a little family getaway. And I've been there before, but it's been a long time. They have a very easy way for you to find people that you're looking for. As long as you know the name that you're looking for, they'll give you a little map and tell you where to go. And I was looking for three uncles. I'd forgotten, actually, but three aunts were also buried there with their husbands, which is kind of neat. So three uncles, one a Marine, two Navy men. Ray Forsblad was the Marine, and the two Navy guys were my Uncle Art. He's a former past commander of the VFW in Minnesota. And so Uncle Art wore his patriotism on his sleeve. It was really great. And then Uncle Don Tilge, just another Navy guy. But Art, I remember from when I was little. So when I was born, these uncles would have been in their 40s. Okay? So I'm born in their 40s. So, by the time I'm out of high school, it's, 60-something, right? For these three. Other than knowing that Uncle Art was a VFW commander and always on the go and always revved up and charged, I couldn't tell you one thing about their time in World War II. Couldn't tell you one thing. Do you know why? I didn't ask. I didn't take the time to find out. Now, I guess you don't think of those things. When you're a toddler and your uncle's in his 40s, or a teenager and they're in their 50s, and out of high school they're in their 60s. You don't think of it. But that's why I'm suggesting that I really have a regret that I didn't. So I found myself thinking about yesterday. Why do you think that I didn't even think to ask them? It wasn't a secret that they served. I think I knew that. My parents told me that, but why didn't I ask? Why didn't I talk about it? It's the greatest thing ever about the honor flight effort. because many of these World War II vets that go back to the World War II memorial are doing so for the first time, and sometimes with family members, and I've heard from, you know, family members that say they never talked about it. Just was sort of that generation they didn't talk about it. So a lot of times you have to pull that out of them. You really do. So I would encourage you, as youngsters, to avoid my mistakes and lean in a little bit. I know, you know, at a young age, sometimes you feel like, ugh, I don't want to do that. It's just not me. Just lean into it a little bit and take the time to do it, because I think you'll never regret it. And those stories will inspire you and give you all kinds of the... And honestly, it's the least we can do to honor their service, is to say, would you tell me about it? Can we talk about it? You know, some are not going to want to. I understand that, but I try and get a conversation going. And they're a lot more likely to tell you as a youngster than they would be one of their peers, you know, or the neighbor, or somebody down at the meat market or whatever. So just a little bit of words of counsel for whatever it's worth for you. A couple other things here today. One, I wanted to give you a heads up. At the bottom of the hour, we'll have a guest to talk about whether or not it makes sense to have our Constitution very clear on the question of voting in North Dakota and whether or not that voting requirement ought to be for you to be a citizen. Raise your hand if you think that's a good idea. Boy, everybody's hands going up. I agree, but guess what? The Constitution has some ambiguity in it right now. And so there is an effort underway to gather signatures. Right now, that ambiguity is not being exploited for a law that says, hey, it's okay, you can vote here, you don't have to be a citizen. But it could be. It could be. So this is really about clearing up any potential misuse in a future law to button that down. Gary Amleth, the former Republican Party chair, is leading that effort in North Dakota, and he is he's undertaking that right now. So we're going to talk to him about that. Okay? That'll be coming up here in a little bit. I have a texter already that says, I'm sorry, Scott. Another gas price complaint. You don't have to be sorry. The show's called What's on Your Mind. So if you have a complaint, then you share it with us. Right, Todd? There's no need to
We all feel the pain, too, so, yeah.
I'm sorry, Scott. Another gas price complaint. Price for unleaded gas in Spearfish, $2.52. Unleaded in Bismarck yesterday, $2.99. Does that sound about right, Todd? $2.99?
$2.99 here.
Yeah. So, now, I don't know anything about Spearfish, but people often compare the fact that Fargo generally has among the lowest. I think Fargo is top 10 lowest in the country. And the reason Fargo is the lowest top 10 in the country, two reasons. One, two different pipelines empty here. In other words, if I sell gas, I'm Scott's Gas, and Todd across the street is Todd's Gas, we get to decide where we get the best price from. All right, we have choices on the wholesale level. And then, because it's a very competitive market, I want to make sure that I'm selling it lower than Todd. And he puts his price right there on the sign. So I can see when he goes, oh, 230, I'm going to go 229. And he goes 228. And Fleet Farm specifically is that player in the Fargo market. So they just, I think their deal is they don't care about how much they lose on the price of gas, because sometimes they're selling it literally below their cost that they're buying it, but you come buy a lot of, you know, fertilizer spreaders.
The Sams do that there, too? I know they do that here.
Not as much. Not as much. But generally, that's the idea of a big box retailer like that, right? So they're going to take a loss on the gas, and then everybody else has to fight it out. So if you would like gas to go down in Bismarck, you need to do two things. One, get another supply of gas there, because you don't have any choice. They have one wholesale choice there, okay? I mean, they could truck it in from somewhere else, but then it costs more money, right? So there's that, number one. Probably the bigger factor, honestly, in the price of gas in Bismarck is there's just not a real competitive market. I mean, the people there are happy not being the, low-price leader when it comes to gas. And they say, you know what, we're going to leave it there. We paid this for it. We're going to actually make money on it. So it's not so much you're getting, you know, ripped off, to use a term a lot of people think in Bismarck, honestly. It's just a less competitive market. What it is, ladies and gentlemen, is a case study in the free market system and how the free market enterprise works. Fargo, you have more supply, so that allows you to be competitive on how you buy your product, and more dealers, and some of them want to be the low price leader, so the others have to follow along. It's how the market works. In Bismarck, one source of supply, so it costs more, and everybody says, no, I'm not gonna play that game. So if you want to change it, Todd, I would open up tomorrow Todd's Service Station, and I would be 10 cents lower than everybody else. There'll be lines down the street, and all of a sudden you'll have yourself a little more competitive market. Do it, Todd. Do it.
Maybe I need to open Todd's pipeline to compete with Scott's pipeline.
Yeah, there you go. We could put a little studio there. And when you fill up, you could watch Todd and wave at him while he's on the radio, too. I like that. It's very nice. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And hot springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points, a lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. Of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a publicity stunt. This is one of those, hey, look at me, Ma, top of the world. Look what we're doing. Yeah, they lost me as a customer a long time ago, and they joined hands with the LGBT community. And, now they're just making it worse. And they lost me as a customer. I have to tell you, I am a born, dyed-in-the-wool convert to Caribou Coffee. I'll never set foot in another Starbucks again, ever. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks for the call. What the listener's talking about, in case you missed this, it'll be a big media frenzy today, I'm sure. The folks at Starbucks are closing today to do racial bias training. Okay? Now, here's what I understand happened. There was two black men who were at a Starbucks, trying to remember where the Starbucks was, I think Philadelphia, and they wanted to use the restroom. They were told by the employees of the Starbucks, you only get to use the restroom if you're an employee. That's pretty common in bigger cities, right? In fact, there's a McDonald's in New York City that when you buy something, they put a code on the receipt, and then you punch that in to use the bathroom. I'm kidding you not.
Oh, wow.
And I guess they do this in these bigger cities where there's a huge homeless problem because, you know, the bathrooms would be full of people that are not, you know, customers, and then the customers want to use them.
They used to call that loitering when I was a kid.
Yeah, so anyway, these guys evidently wanted to use the restroom, so you got to be a customer, and they were not customers. So then the employees at Starbucks said, can you leave? And they wouldn't leave. So they called 911 to report a trespassing complaint. The officers show up. They ask the men three times politely to leave the location because they were being asked to leave by employees because they were trespassing. So they wouldn't leave. They refused to leave. And what are police going to do at that point? They arrested them. There was no incident. Took them to the police station, released them after Starbucks didn't want to press charges. These are police officers that did a service they were called to do. Now think about this for a minute. Use logic. If a business calls and they say, someone is here and I no longer wish to have them here, the officers have to go. They have a legal obligation to go carry out their duties. They can't just say, well, forget it. The police chief, commissioner, I guess they call him in Philadelphia, a guy by the name of Richard Ross, is black, by the way, and has talked about his own experience while making his case, saying, as an African-American male, I'm very aware of implicit bias. We are committed to fair and unbiased policing, and anything less than that will not be tolerated in this department. So then what happens? Starbucks CEO comes out, calls the incident reprehensible, and announces all kinds of steps the companies would take to help prevent such an occurrence from ever happening again. Goes into this whole thing about standing firmly against discrimination or racial profiling. What in anything that I just described to you is discrimination or racial profiling? He says, I hope to meet personally with the two men who were arrested to offer a face-to-face apology. The basis for the call to the Philadelphia Police Department was wrong. Oh, good. Stop blaming them. Our store manager never intended for these men to be arrested, and this should never have escalated as it did. Do you ever think that it's possible that these individuals maybe wanted the outcome they got? Wouldn't you leave after the officers come and ask you once, twice, to say, hey, you wanted to use the restroom, you're not a customer, they've asked you to leave, you're not leaving. Maybe they wanted that photo. There's just so much of this I have to wonder. I really have to wonder. And so for all that, what Starbucks is doing is total grandstanding here in my mind. Total grandstanding. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But I'm not surprised. So anyway, thanks for the call. 293-9800. 228-0550. By the way, tomorrow we are going to be broadcasting live from the Drone Focus event. Drone Focus is an event. We were at the first one last year. It's in Fargo. They call it Drone Focus Con 18, if you're looking for a little hashtag there. 2 days of content exploring the unmanned systems industry with experts, enthusiasts, industry leaders. They have a film festival there that is just a hoot. Absolutely love it. Where they actually, the idea is the films have to be taken from a drone. Really cool. Spencer Kuhlman, a young man I knew from Grand Forks, won one of the awards last year, so it was really cool. So if you're at all curious about the world of autonomous vehicles, unmanned aerial systems, want to connect with other professionals in the industry, it's really designed to serve as a platform for you to build your business, your knowledge, get you in a room to network with the fellow enthusiasts and learn more about what's going on in the region. And you get a ticket, you get unlimited coffee, unlimited snacks, and industry professionals everywhere, over 800 experts from all areas of the unmanned system spectrum, which is pretty cool. And they have a drone-focused fest. That's drone races, autonomous vehicles, tractor shows, and a concert. And as I mentioned, like 50-plus speakers from around the globe share their expertise on a wide range of topics that you don't want to miss out. There's also some workshops and some breakouts. So a topic area, short format talks, National Autonomous Vehicle Day. That's pretty amazing. Student pitches, a venture capital pitch, industry booths. Very focused lunches, so you can find attendees interested in topics similar to you, which is kind of nice. You know, the autonomous system, maybe that's your deal. Maybe it's the drone service business. Maybe it's policy, safety, and the future. So you want to find out more. They have a great website all ready to go. You can still register for this. Get a little newsletter and get going. Drone Focus Con for conference. DroneFocusCon.com is the website. We'll be there broadcasting live tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. Drone Focus Con. All right, in a minute, we're going to chat with Gary Amoneth and talk about the North Dakota Constitution currently being ambiguous to the point where you could pass a law that says illegals could vote. You want that cleaned up? You might have the chance to do that on the ballot in November. They're out gathering signatures for this right now, and Gary's going to tell us a little bit about all of that, so very interesting. Also, Heidi Heitkamp is out with a new ad, and we'll talk a little bit about the Senate race today. There's I'm often critical of the media for not just doing what the media is supposed to do and fairly critique something when it relates to Heidi Heitkamp. There's this weird sort of relationship. Anyway, there's actually a critical AP story out about how she's having difficulty gaining Native American support because they see her as having been totally absent without leadership during the whole No Dapple protest, something that was very obvious to the vast majority of us. This audience talked about it often. Obviously, now the media is noticing. So I'll tell you about that, too, coming up. Lot to do. Stay tuned on What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump hitched the reset button, progress is now being made again towards a June 12th summit in Singapore between the president and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. and North Korean officials are scheduled to sit down today in Singapore to discuss the plans for that summit.
Today we pay tribute to their service.
Yesterday, President Trump continued tradition, speaking at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day, when we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for America.
We mourn alongside their families, and we strive to be worthy of their sacrifice.
Alberto is now weak into a subtropical depression after making landfall yesterday on the Florida Panhandle. Two people died in the storm, a TV news anchor and his camera person. A tree fell on their vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I don't care if I look like Linus tracing through the hotel lobby with my mind pillow. I sleep better, so it just doesn't matter to me.
If Linus were alive today, it would be a pillow, not a blanket that he'd be using.
Exactly right. Smart pillow. Dude. Yeah. It's my comfort pillow is what it is because I sleep so much better, and you can too with my pillow. 800-506-9028. I have the Giza sheets now. God, bought some of those for Mother's Day for my wife.
Really?
For my wife. Get it? Yeah. There you go, hon. Got you some sheets. So whether it's the sheets, the my pillow bed, the body pillow, the travel pillow, the thermal shield pillow top mattress cover, the my pillow for pets, you name it. Scooters, and if you're out watching a little baseball and you want one of those all-purpose cushions, got it. You know, track tournament, whatever. 800-506-9028 is the number. And if you use the promo code Scott, you get up to half off, up to 50% off. Also, go to mypillow.com. Promo code Scott. Couple of texts to catch up on, and we'll get our next guest in here. Bismarck gas prices are so high because they are all members of the Bismarck gas station mafia. All price increases come exactly at the same time. Well, you don't have to be part of a mafia to read a sign that's on the front of the store across the street. You know what I mean? So clearly the gas stations in Bismarck who enjoy a nice margin, better than their competitors, decided that they like that. There's no doubt about that. You know, but that they aren't constitutionally mandated to sell it at the price you want. The free market normally takes care of that, and evidently there's just not enough free market in Bismarck to want to disrupt a very good price. That's all. And Fargo's the exact opposite. There's no boogeyman there, folks. I'm just here to tell you. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Another texter, Davis Refinery may drive costs down. There you go. There you go. That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? Really good. Another texter. I might need our next guest to help me decipher this. Scott doesn't have a clue. Go watch Rodney Dangerfield and Back to School explain business to the economics professor. Much closer to the biz fuel market.
Stellar.
I don't remember Rodney Dangerfield. Gary, do you remember what Rodney Dangerfield explained to the economic professor?
Oh, my
professor?
God, you don't.
No, I don't.
You guys don't remember that movie?
No.
Oh,
well, I remember
God.
The movie.
I'm going to have to get the movie back to school.
I remember the movie. I'm not talking about the movie. I'm talking about one specific conversation where you got Rodney Dangerfield giving it to some liberal professor on the Wisconsin campus, probably. I mean, that doesn't, you know,
right.
Exactly
and
pop
he,
out.
And he starts talking about how it really works, and all of a sudden all the kids are turning their heads and writing down what Rodney's saying and basically ignoring the professor, so.
Well, that I would believe, but whether there's any accuracy in a Rodney Dangerfield movie as to the free market
system. Basically kickbacks and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Got to pay off the...
Look, if you want to have those theories, go for it. I mean, if it drives you, that's great. I'm just telling you, that's... pretty obvious.
Even watching that movie alone for the Sam Kinison scene, the history professor, and the whole Vietnam thing.
Well, one of my favorite movies on money is other people's money. Danny DeVito's in that. That's one of the greatest things about investment money, other people's money.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
It's been too long. I have to watch a couple to put those on the bucket list for sure.
There you go.
Anyway, keep those comments coming. We have a few others on other topics, including Starbucks, whatever you call that charade today. Oh, with Starbucks closing and others. We'll get to those coming up here in a little bit. And I did promise I'll play you Heidi Heitkamp's new ad entitled, are you ready? Battery acid. You can't make it up, ladies and gentlemen. So it's sort of the too cutesy by half kind of softball ad, hoping that, low information voters will think she's something she's not. But anyway, we'll tell you more about that coming up in a little bit. Right now, Gary Amenith is here. Gary's leading an effort to gather signatures to clear up a little ambiguity in the North Dakota Constitution related to non-citizens voting. So could this be a problem? Is that the issue, Gary? It's not a problem, but it could be?
Yeah, well, first of all, there have been instances that we're aware of in North Dakota where on local elections, non-citizens and non-North Dakota residents have voted. And really what there's going to be probably a national push just because of this whole immigration battle, but this is not related to that. This is really about only U.S. citizens should vote. So our measure that we're bringing forward, we're all collecting signatures right now. We need about 27,000 of them by July 9th. We started yesterday. So we are behind the eight ball right now to try to get this done. But basically, the organization is called North Dakota for Citizen Voting. If you see someone out there with a blue petition, we decided because there's so many petition ballots going, we're trying to stay so you can identify us that when people are out signing the petition, look for the blue one. Very simple measure. Rather than our Constitution saying every citizen of the United States, we're changing it so that it's only a citizen because it's kind of not exclusive. So there are challenges that could occur because we're seeing across the country in places like Maryland's got 11 cities, San Francisco, Chicago, and there's other moves underway around the country where in local elections, city governments and counties are changing the law and allowing non-residents, non-U.S. citizens, and in instances non-residents, to vote in local elections. So we're getting it out in our Constitution because we're only one legislative session away from that being changed.
This would be on the November ballot if you gather the correct amount of signatures, then, huh?
That is correct, yep. And we're adding a Section 3 that says we kind of define what a qualified elector is, and we're very specific that it also includes, city, county, district, school district office elections, because what happens is the move by the left across the country to weaken our laws when it comes to citizen voting has really been driven by starting with the local elections, because there's a federal mandate that you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote in federal elections on a statewide race. But they're beginning that process in these local elections. And so we just decided, a group of us, that we're going to go out and get ahead of this, get it embedded in our Constitution so there can be no funny business in the future with legislative sessions.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. And I've kind of gotten to the point now where I used to be of the opinion, sign the petition, put it on the ballot. Let voters decide. But I think I think our system's being exploited to the point where, they're written in a very odd way. There's too many of them. And I don't think the average person really takes the time to follow them. They get to the ballot and they go, okay, what am I doing here? So that's,
You're absolutely right, Scott. The challenge is when you're out gathering signatures is to make it, clear so the average person signing it can understand it. So we've really simplified. We went through various versions of this before we settled on a very simple. We even looked at some language change that maybe would help. And then we got into, wow, this is going to be complicated. It's hard for petitioners to get the signatures clear. Then of course, sometimes you read it when you're standing there voting, and I've had it before, and say, okay, now if I vote for this, is this what I want to do, or is this, so it can be a little tricky on how it's worded and in the order of it. Are you voting yes is for it or against it? So in our case, we're looking to get to 27,000 signatures. We got to July 9th at midnight, and look for the blue petitions, and it's just going to be very specific that only a U.S. citizen and a North Dakota resident can vote in all elections.
Yes, it can't get much simpler than that, and seems to make some sense. If you have questions or comments on this, call us at 258-0550 is the toll-free, or is the local number, rather, 258-0550, 24-7 online to call us toll-free is 855-200-1776. I got, it was a strange encounter, but I'm walking into, a supermarket, and all of a sudden I've got, hey, will you sign this? And like, sign what, right? Anti-corruption. You're anti-corruption, right? Will you sign this? You know, it's like a hard sell on some anti-corruption. And let me see that. I can't show it to you. Well, no, who's the sponsors? I want to see the wording. Show it to me, right? And very leery to do that. And and so then I just forget it, went into the store, come back out, another guy, same thing, kind of gets me. Hey, you want to sign the anti-corruption thing? Only if I understand it. You know, hey, I'm anti-corruption. Yeah, you got me there, but let's find out, right? And then I look at some of the sponsors and I say, yeah, well, this is some left-leaning thing that I want no part of as soon as I find that out. Because, you know, don't you technically have to have the sponsors with you when you're out gathering signatures?
Yeah, what we did is we actually have 37 sponsors, and our petition form is a copy of what we're changing the laws, very specific to it. It's got a title that describes what the measure is going to be, and then it's very short and simple, but we have 37 sponsors, and all their names are on there. We have about a half a dozen legislators who were sponsors of it. And so the idea with it is that you can look at it, and if you know some of these people, say, oh, that person's got some credibility that would do it. And so what we've done, Scott, is we're bringing up a website actually today, North Dakotans for Citizen Voting. We have a Facebook page. People can download the petition if they want to sign it. We have a petition form that can be downloaded. Of course, it's got to be notarized, and we have a couple field people. I got Aaron McWilliams and Reed Christensen here from Jamestown. They actually live in Bismarck right now. So we have some field people helping out there. So we need petition gatherers. We need people to sign it and questions. We'll have a question and answer form on our webpage, North Dakotans for Citizen Voting, and send us on Facebook the same, and we'll get messages, get back to you. Today, I know there are some people in Fargo at the post office, and I believe there's going to be some people today at the library in Bismarck. But we're building our team across the state, and we expect to be available for people to get those signatures gathered in time to meet that deadline.
How many do you need again?
We need just under 27,000 signatures. And so I tell you, it's not a small feat to get that many signatures on that sort of notice. Most time people have been working for 3-4 months. But this is such a simple, straightforward one. And I believe, you know, 70% of all North Dakotans are going to support this. And, you know, frankly, if you don't support it, I hate to say it, I think it really boils down that you're probably for opening up and letting non-citizens vote, because it's that simple. It's just really cleaning up our Constitution to keep it from happening again.
Yeah, so this is a little insurance policy is what it is. So this right now the law does not allow it. Although, I mean, one could argue this whole idea of, you know, I am who I say I am, I'll just sign an affidavit that has been part of North Dakota law. The same thing could happen, right? I mean, in a race where there was a difference of 3,000 votes in the Senate race between Rick Berg and Heidi Heitkamp, and then what, 27,000 affidavits or 20-some thousand affidavits? I know they got to some of them and found who they were, but I don't believe they got to everybody.
Well, it's really, North Dakota is the only state without voter registration, and so it makes for challenges if someone decides to show up. We have a few instances that we're going to be publicizing later where somebody showed up and voted and hadn't voted on, and they were from Canada, and they voted in one of the precincts. We have people from Texas, and you have to just be 18 North Dakota citizen for 30 days and you get to vote. But you have to have some form of ID, and I think DOT is working on some things that we might see, maybe not necessarily by this election, but we're going to begin to see some processes that help and make it easier for someone to be allowed to vote.
Greg in Valley City has a question or comment. I might be able to get your question in here. I'll wait to the answer for the other side of the break, Greg, but go ahead and start.
Yeah, but I guess my question is for both Scott and Gary is, I thought a year or two ago that there had been some discussion about trying to minimize the citizen-driven ballot measures because they were not ever given the capability of properly being vetted through the legislative process. Why? I believe this is an important bill. Why was this not brought up during the session to be part of what could be vetted from the legislation side rather than the citizen petition side of it? I mean, that's...
All right, hang on, Greg. We'll get your answer on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Scott Hinnant here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Farrelson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them, and what you do, and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. and Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thousand Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thousand. You'll enjoy it.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
On your mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Small g. To answer the...
I don't want to get in trouble. I mean...
The venomous text that I just got. small g, as Todd often explains. Right, Todd? You're pretty good about
it. Right.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. You know, North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and about the environment. And our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates, some of the lowest in the nation. And we're among a handful of states that meet every federal air quality standard. Is that great or what? We are a walking, talking poster child against all the things the environmental activists, the eco-terrorists say. To find out more, to get yourself some facts on all of this, to join this effort for affordable, reliable energy, go to secureenergyfuture.org. I think the most important thing you can do is a real easy click to let your elected leaders know, hey, stand with these guys. Stand with them. Be part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep power costs low. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, so Greg in Valley City is asking Gary specifically, back to the criticism that is out there about too many initiated measures. Why not have the legislature fix what you're trying to fix?
Well, the legislature did tighten up the law a little bit in North Dakota, but there's really two issues to Greg's point. One is about the initiated measure process, and I know there's an interim committee where they were trying to button it down, at least as it relates to fiscal matters, and it doesn't have impact on the state budget because the legislature meets every couple years. And so that was one of the issues that come out. And frankly, they made it a little more difficult for someone to gather signatures because, people go to the state fair, and that's when they get a November ballot. They would give you more time to gather those signatures closer to general election. So July 9th is before the state fair in Minot when you have, tens of thousands of people walking by and gathering those signatures. So actually, I think, they've done things to tighten it up to make it more difficult to get signatures. And I know from my perspective, I like it. I don't like mob rule, but I hate to see someone taking that rights away from citizens if they don't like a law that they can go out and refer it and whatever they want to do with it. So I'm for making it easier for citizens, not necessarily easier. I think ours is reasonably decent today. But the window's tight to get it on particular ballots. And I get the legislature's concerned about the financial impact. And one of the things they're concerned about that I've heard from legislative stuff is when it goes to mob rule, now that we've got, and this is getting off subject, but if you go down the road of saying, okay, we got $5 billion in our oil trust fund, why don't we pass a initiated measure and get 50% plus one so everybody gets a check for 10 grand, And those are the kind of things that they're trying to get their mind around where mob rule can kind of change laws, and that's why we have a republic and a representative government. But the legislature did tighten some things up, but, we could get lost in the weeds on what's going on in North Dakota regarding affidavits and set-aside ballots and the court striking some things down. But there has been an issue to loosen up the laws by the liberal left to get control of the election process. And so part of what we're doing is trying to button that up by making it very clear you have to be 18, a resident for, 30 days, and a North Dakota resident, U.S. citizen to vote, and make it only for those people. So it's an exclusive right for U.S. citizens. And that's what the measure is. It's very simple. It says only a citizen, and we button down what a qualified elector is, and that's where it was a little fuzzy. It was not exclusive. And so we're trying to tighten that up in that regard.
Does it help, Greg?
It does, I guess. I just keep going back to the out-of-state interest that gave us recreational marijuana, i.e. Medical marijuana, and Marcy's Law that were out-of-state interest who came and did exactly what Gary and some of the guys are promoting. The individual I ran into in Bismarck traveling through yesterday really had no idea of what the petition was, and I wouldn't sign it because they couldn't properly explain it, and that's why I'm suggesting that should have probably been addressed on the legislative end of it, because the guys out getting signatures don't know what the bill is or what the ramifications are to properly explain it, and I'm educated, and I wouldn't sign it because I couldn't explain it properly enough. So if it's that important, I think more help is needed, but I would have rather seen it be done at the state level rather than consumer-initiated ballot initiative.
That's a great point, Greg. And I guess what we're doing is we have volunteers looking to pass petitions. We want to spend time. That's why we have a couple of field people talking to volunteers about making sure they have total transparency related to this particular issue, so that when people push in front of you and aren't spun up on the issue. And that's why we wanted to keep ours separate. So to your point, Scott, when they didn't want to share what was information on it, oh, just sign it. Don't you believe in, ethical elections or whatever. And so what ends up happening is you sign something you really didn't intend to. And we in our case, voting is, should be exclusive to U.S. citizens. And we just want to make it abundantly clear that it's embedded in our Constitution, and the legislature in the future would not have the ability to go in and change it without bringing it back and, going through a constitutional referring it anyway to the people, so from a constitutional amendment.
Thanks for the call. I do agree with this, I'm wary too of this. I just think you really shouldn't sign anything. You're not 100% sure of what you're signing, and understand what they're trying to do, and ask yourself, do I want that on the ballot? You know, should that be on the ballot? I think that's the $64,000 question. A couple other questions. You have time to stick around a little bit, Gary?
Yeah,
a couple
I do.
More minutes? Okay,
yep.
We'll finish on the other side of this break. Don't go away. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount for one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.